First thing on a chilly Monday morning, Isaac Duncan was laying down wooden planks on the grass in Doug Burnett Park in downtown Tallahassee.
What I'm doing is I'm setting up the 6x6s on the ground so when we can take each element down, we land it right on there.
Duncan is part of the Chattanooga, Tennessee-based crew of Quark sculptor John Henry. They were tasked with dismantling the 20-ton piece and putting its components on flatbed trucks. Tallahassee Council on Culture and Arts Interim Director Amanda Carrieth-Thompson sat nearby with a carafe of coffee at the ready. She says she's trying to behave herself.
Officer Scandoni with the Tallahassee Police Department has been extremely helpful, and he actually came out earlier this morning just to make sure that I hadn't chained myself to the piece.
Thompson was able to extend Quark's stay in Tallahassee from the 6 months originally planned to 5 years. She says she'd hoped the city would find a buyer to allow it to stay permanently.
I kind of feel like she's a kindergartner and I'm sending her off to school. She's 5 years old to me and I'm her mama.
Quark's sculptor, Henry, takes a less sentimental view of the move. After all, he says he builds about 100 pieces every year.
I've been doing this for 50 years because maybe I'm just numb, you think?
The sculpture now moves to the Orlando Museum of Art. And with a public park now unadorned, Tallahassee architect Deborah Desolitz says she'd like to see a set of mosaics depicting Spanish explorers taken out of storage and installed in Quark's place.
It would be nice to see if we could have a reconsideration of the explorers going in that location.
Desolitz represented Starwood Hotels when they donated the 6 18-foot-tall mosaics a couple years ago. But City Commissioner Gil Ziffer says before the explorers can go anywhere, the city needs to raise more than $80,000 to restore them. He says he's committed to making that happen next year. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.